President Obama recently signed a new executive order establishing the White House Rural Council to, quote, strengthen rural communities and focus on job creation and economic development. But haven't we heard this before? Back when then-Senator Obama was running for president, he pledged to have a rural summit in Iowa and to take action on a rural agenda in the first 100 days of office. To date, there's been no rural summit, no rural agenda. Then in the summer of 2009, President Obama directed members of his cabinet to conduct a listening tour of rural America. Only a few months ago, the EPA administrator and USDA secretary held their own listening tour across American farms. So how have those listening tours produced jobs and economic growth in rural communities? Let's look at the facts. Back in the summer of 2009, the unemployment rate was 9.5%. Today, the unemployment rate stands at 9.1%. Back then, there were three free trade agreements waiting for the green light from the Obama administration that would expand market access to American agricultural products. Today, the president's inaction on those trade agreements has cost rural America billions in lost sales and unnecessary tariffs. Back then, there was the threat of the EPA subjecting producers to burdensome regulations. Today, that threat remains with the EPA trying to regulate everything from farm dust to crop protection tools at the risk of putting many farmers out of business. So whether it's called a rural summit, a rural tour, a rural council, those of us who live and work in rural America have heard it all before. And frankly, we're not buying it. We're still waiting for the president to deliver on jobs and economic growth.